This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio is definitely in a full swing. Music coming through from Metro Beats, RSA, My Number One, featuring a DJ of Fumza. Yes, I did promise you that I have someone special in studio, but before we get into that, right, you do know that we are a music show, and we always make sure that we introduce you to beautiful music and the people behind it. Now, one genre that has stood out and stood the test of time is Shigaza music. The term Shigaza means the way of the Gaza people. Over the years, the genre has evolved, and we see a lot of people and a lot of young artists actually, you know, come out of the province and embracing and celebrating their heritage through the music. Now, joining me right now is a young man who needs no introduction, an award-winning musician, verified crowd puller, and if you put him anywhere in the country, trust and believe, you will see the people singing his songs word for word, right? He goes by the name of Bongani, the Prince of Gaza, but we all know him as Metro Beats RSA. Sure, Metro, didn't I? You well?
I'm good, man. How are you, man?
No, I'm clean. I'm chilling, my brother. Right before we get into this, man, just want to give you a big shout-out for coming through to studio, taking your time to join us on the show. Yeah. Really appreciate this, man.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so, I mean, right before we get into the gist of things, I need us to play a game. Normally when I have artists in studio,
yeah,
I play a game with them. We call this game a this or that. So basically, I give you two options,
right,
and then all you need to do is choose one.
You ready? Let's get it.
All right. Winter or summer?
Winter. Yeah, I think summer. Summer takes it.
Summer. Okay.
Yeah.
Tea or coffee?
Is there an option when I say it? When I say none?
No, impossible.
I think tea.
Tea.
Yeah.
Okay. Being in studio or performing live?
Performing live.
All right.
Yeah.
Instagram, TikTok?
TikTok.
Phone calls or texting?
Texting. Yo. Texting.
Single or taken?
Taken.
Oh, all right. Easy. Now that we've got that out the way, man, let's get to know you a bit, right?
Yeah.
Let's start with the name. You know, how did you come up with this stage name, Metro Beats, and what actually inspired this?
I've always been I've been a producer.
Okay.
I started with being a producer before being an artist.
Yeah.
But one thing I thought about, I was like, yo, I see these people performing, but I don't see producers in the stage.
Mm,
and
facts.
I want to be that successful. I want my music to touch people. I can't just be sitting at home and then you're just getting royalties only.
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, let me just come up with something. So it was just Metro.
Mm.
Yeah, but I got the name from a producer from America. Man, I was like, let me do shit. Yeah, let me just jump in and do whatever. So I was like, yeah, Metro Beats.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All
so
right.
That's where the inspiration came from.
You from Kakala in Giyani, right?
Yeah.
Now, how did, you know, growing up there influence your love for music?
I do have a strong musical background.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my uncles used to do music. They played a lot of genres. But for me, it was the TV.
No.
Yeah, I used to watch a lot of MTV Vase and those channels with the music videos and all that. I used to watch a lot of hip hop because I'm a hip hop fan.
Mm-hmm, of course.
I used to be a hip hop fan though until I changed. I wasn't doing this type of music at all. I was never a fan, you know. But as time went, I was like, yo, no, let me just try something else.
Jump on it now.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, you're fairly young, man. But at what point, you know, did you realize that this talent that I have, I need to take it to the next level?
I don't know. I think it started with the ears.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's just something that I think I have an ear for music, for good music.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I always thought I do. I do have, and that's like the best part of me.
Mm.
So since a young age, I was like, yo, now I know what real music is.
Yeah.
When I was listening to a lot of songs, I used to like pick up on mistakes and all that and be like, yo, they should have done this, they should have done this. And I was like, yo, why don't I start something by myself? And, you know, I don't have to fix any mistakes.
Yeah.
It's just me.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's how I basically started.
So you're saying that, you know what, you come from this background of music where you're always surrounded by music. But now, how did your family react? You know, there's one thing that you can love music and stuff, but how did your family react when you decided to pursue music?
My family has always been supportive, man.
Okay.
Yeah, they've always been supportive.
From inception, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, from a young age, they've been supportive. I don't know why, though, but I don't know if they saw something good in me, but yeah, they've always been supportive.
That is so dope.
Yeah, from my mother's side and everything. Yeah, because she would come at night sometimes. I would play her my songs. Even though I would make noise around 4 a.m., I wasn't sleeping. I was skipping books sometimes, but they still supported. But one message they gave me, they were like, focus on school first, and then, we're clear.
That's always the case, man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, your first couple of singles were obviously influenced by Amapiano.
Yeah.
Why was that your go-to genre, actually?
It wasn't really about jumping on stuff or anything, but...
Yeah.
As much as I'm an artist, I gotta look at the business side of music, because at the end of the day, you gotta be making money through this.
100%.
You can't just be working in the studio and you don't get anything out of it.
Mm.
So I was like, I see what's popping right now. I don't jump on waves or anything, but it moves with the people, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, people around me are like, you should try this, you should try that.
Because
you're good, but you don't have the good audience.
Mm.
You know, I'm still at Kakala at that time, I'm doing hip-hop. You know, the accent is just crazy for these people. They're like, you a nigga or something. So you can't really, you know, you don't have the audience. You just got to do something that they can relate to.
So now, but have you, you know, fully embraced Shigaza music? Are we categorizing you as such?
Yeah.
Or is it, how do you, you know, categorize yourself as an artist?
There's still more, and I still want to do.
Mm.
There's still more I want to do. I don't know. The times are changing, and the music is evolving. But yeah, I could say that. I could say I'm categorized as a Shigaza artist right now.
So you just don't want to box yourself. It's just that, as you say, you don't hop on waves, but it's the thing that's moving, so you're going to move with that.
Yeah, I'm going to move with that, because, you know, this thing chose us.
Mm.
It's a lot of us, you know. It's not many, but the people that got chosen, we got to push the thing.
So if you had to name drop maybe artists that you looked up to, you know, that made you want to pursue this career, and you saw yourself, as you said, that you've always wanted to be successful, you always wanted to reach a different kind of level. But if you had to name artists that you saw and you look up to on that level, who would you say?
Nice to see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's nice to see that. Okay. That brood is the reason why I started music. Yeah, because I was a rapper, so that's who I was listening to all the time.
Right.
It's nice to see. And who do I look up to? It got to a point where I just stopped listening to a lot of music, so I didn't get any inspiration. Just wanted to create out of the universal. I don't know. I'm not just saying STC.
Nice to see you. No?
Yeah.
All right. Now, as someone that has, you know, dabbled in multiple, you know, genres, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, you've been pursuing this music thing. But now, what are some of these challenges that you've faced on the way that you feel like, you know what, I've really, really hit a wall within the industry?
Sacrifices, man.
Mm.
Yeah. The music comes with a lot of things. Because... the success, there's a lot of things on the road. The stuff that you gotta put away.
Mm.
Yeah, like your personality and everything. You gotta be different.
Mm.
Yeah, because you gotta focus on music only.
Okay.
And one thing about it takes up more of your time, and you can't be a normal person to other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, like relationships, friendships, and all that, because you're always isolated.
Because
if you don't make time for that, then one lacks.
Nah.
Yeah, so at the end, one just gets dropped.
But when do you get to that point where you know that, you know what, this is how I can overcome some of these challenges? As you say, being a different person, especially to friends, I mean, the guy that you grew up with all these years, you're not the same guy now that you're popping and everything, and then now you need to like isolate yourself, as you mentioned, sometimes from different characters that we meet on the way, and some of them are people that we've been with in this life journey.
Yeah.
But then how do you now break down and say that this is how I'm going to overcome some of these challenges?
I think you just gotta go back to the things you used to do
before
the fame came and everything.
Mm.
Because to be honest, you can't be emotional running a music business, man.
Yeah,
so that's why I said you gotta isolate, because if your relationship is bad, that means you're making bad music too.
Oof.
Yeah, because you're a person at the end of the day.
Most definitely.
So you gotta avoid a lot of stuff. It's not just it changing you gotta, that's the discipline that comes with music, because whatever happens to you, it means it affects the business too.
Mm.
Yeah, so I would say that, but in the right mind, you know what's really affecting you, you just gotta change it, you know, because it gets to a point where you're like, okay, now I'm comfortable for like a little three months or something, so let me just connect
yeah.
Go back home or something,
yeah.
You know, chill with your people and all that.
No, that is dope, man. We still hang out with the Prince of Gaza. As you hear, he's right here with us in studio. He goes by the name of Metro Beats RSA. If you have any questions, any compliments for the brother, do send them through to my WhatsApp line, 079-899-6226, 079-899-6226. The Prince of Gaza is in the building. Metro Beats RSA, forever where now. You're a lover boy, or...
No, man, hey, you know that I don't know, I just wake up and write these songs, man.
Speaking of which, yeah, since you just wake up and write these songs, and for those that don't know, I've got the Prince of Gaza in studio, Metro Beats RSA. I did mention that if you have any questions, any compliments for the brother, send them through 079-899-6226 while I still have him in a studio. Now I want to speak about you know, your writing process, your lyrical content. What is it that, you know, inspires you to write such lyrics?
I think one thing I've always used, it has to be music videos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that's basically where I started making music. Mm-hmm. You know, I imagine a story before, you know, before actually writing the lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you gotta imagine what I'm really writing about. Mm. You know, because I'm writing about, only a matter of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can put a ring on that finger and all that.
Yeah.
So it comes from a story. It's always a storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if you listen to my lyrics, you're gonna understand, like, though, there's content in that.
Content in there.
Yeah. So that's how I write my lyrics. It's always a story.
Now, do you have to, like, maybe do you write the lyrics first, since you say you create all this? Do you have to hear a beat to gain the, you know, that inspiration from or for those specific thoughts that you're having at the time? Or how does it work?
It's always the beat. Mm. I start with the beat first. I don't know. It kind of gives you the emotion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like which way you want to go with the song, you know? Because some ideas, you might write something and then you can't put it into work.
Okay.
Yeah, some know how to write lyrics, but they can't put it into, like,
you know, that's true.
Yeah, having an idea, but you don't know how to, like, put it in, out there. So I start with the beat and then, yeah, get the emotion, and then I'm like, yo, let's go with this.
All right. So, I mean, now we've seen the huge success.
Yeah.
We can't lie about that with your music, right? I mean, your songs average over a million streams now.
Yeah.
But how was it when you saw that first hit? And which one was it, actually?
My first hit was... which one was it? I think my number one.
My number one.
No. Yeah, my number one hit people. But, hey, man, I've never been that type of person who really believes, you know, that stuff is actually happening. Even now, I'm still like... Yo, is it really me? And all that, you know? But yeah, I felt it when my number one came out. Because people reacted, man. I started getting a lot of likes and all that, you know? I'm like, yo, this is me.
Mm.
Yeah, the time got crazier every time. Everything's... I think that's what's keeping me humble.
Mm.
Yeah, because I don't really, you know... I'm not settling with the fact that I'm really here. I'm really him, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But now, speaking of which, do you think this is something that one can ever prepare for? You know, I mean, looking at the superstar that you are now, and you saying that, you know what, it's something that will keep you humble, not letting the fame actually get to your head, right? But do you think one can actually be prepared for this, even though you want it? You know, a lot of people will say, I want the fame, I want all these things. But can you really be prepared for when it happens?
Yeah, you can.
Mm-hmm.
You can.
Take me through it.
It starts at a young age, you know, because... When it comes to me, I've been preparing myself from a long time, man. I've been preparing myself. I don't want to lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us did believe we're going to get here.
Yeah.
Because I said I have a good ear for music, you know, but it's always God's time, obviously.
100%.
Yeah, because, you know, I remember I was in, I think, grade 9 or something.
Mm.
And I was like, God, just give me 3 years.
Yeah.
3 years to perfect everything I'm doing right now.
Mm.
And then I want to blow up. It's not even about the fame. I just want to, you know, take care of the people. I don't know. I think it's the reasons that you have, you know.
Why you want to be
there. Why you want to be there.
Yeah.
I feel like that's why God gives you what he gives you.
100%.
Yeah, it's the reasons behind everything. Because he knows, well, if you get there, that's how you're going to behave.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be a lot of scandals. You see a lot of people. I'm sure you see stories and drama and all
100%,
that.
100%, yeah.
Some artists behave in a certain way when they get to the fame.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always that the lucky and, you know. Some didn't believe and then some did believe on this
thing. That's very much true, man.
Yeah.
So let's speak about something that a lot of artists go through.
Yeah.
In terms of their fans, right?
Yeah.
What is the wildest thing a fan has ever done that has left you on some, oh my goodness, what is happening here?
people are kind of scared of me, not gonna lie.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's the aura or what. I don't know. But when I go to performances, that's the craziest thing. People don't hit me up. They don't even text me like that. You know, I don't know. Maybe I've been too disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not really open. Like, people can't just access me like that. Mm, they don't text cool. or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But the craziest
DMs thing. DMs are not wild.
Yeah, they're not wild at all. Yeah, but the craziest thing has to be somebody with their boyfriend at a gig and showing some crazy gestures when I was performing. So yeah, that kind of tipped me off. I was like, yo, yeah, that's
respect
crazy.
The man.
Yeah, like,
you know,
he's
mean?
Next to you and you're reacting like that, you know? Yeah.
Do you still get nervous though, like before, you know, performing for thousands of people? Like, what is that feeling like when you hear the people in the audience? Do like nerves run through your body still?
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. You know, but I feel it though. But one thing about it, I've been doing this for so long. I was a dancer before. So I used to perform at parties. I think, because I started music when I was 9. So around 11 years, I was performing. I was dancing for people at parties. I was doing choreo at birthday parties.
So they used to call me.
So I've been doing it. So it doesn't hit like that.
Mm.
But you see when there's like a real, you know, response.
Yeah.
That's the time. I feel some goosebumps, man.
No, of course.
Yeah, so yeah.
Because I've seen a few videos. I mean, these people that literally sing your songs word for word.
Yeah.
Besides my producer that loves you to death. But when you're out there and then you see all these people and then you're like, oh my goodness, like they know the song word for word.
Yeah, but I sometimes I talk to myself when I'm performing. You know, if I keep quiet and all that, sometimes I get emotional and all that, you know? Yeah, because obviously I got a journey, you know?
Yeah.
And it came with a lot of things, so obviously it hits you.
Yeah,
and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, so I made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, nonetheless, before we continue with our conversation, let us go through some of the voice notes that I ask, you know, some of the people, my Venture family, to send through on my WhatsApp line. Yeah. Let's take a listen.
Hey, Bej. I would like to send a shout-out to Metro Beat, Prince of Gaza. This is Sean from Siendani, Giani. Thank you.
Big shout-out.
Metro Beat, big shout-out to you, man. I see you're doing good things and the song Forever When I's a banger. I'd love to see you collaborate with K-Mera at some point. Hope it gets to happen. Sure.
One time.
Hola, hola, hola. King Bash and the dude in stereo. I don't know the kind of music you just played, but I gotta give it to the guy. Hey, it sounds amazing. The message is clear. Yarrah. I think I gotta Google this guy more and actually go and watch on YouTube, eh? Nice music, King Bash. Grarakinja and one while heading to Limpopo. Someone in Mokopane.
Big shout out, man. Is there something that you'd like to say to your peeps? I'm gonna play some more a bit later on. But for now, yeah.
I would say I would really like to appreciate everything they've been doing for me, you know.
Yeah,
they've been having my back. I know it's been a year and I've done a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, artists don't just get in the game and a lot of things like this happen, you know.
No,
but
that's true.
I would really appreciate I really thank them for like listening to my music.
Yeah,
you know, because in a short space of time people have been joining, you know, using my sounds on TikTok, so the support is too much.
Yeah, no,
you know,
much.
And I'm still a kid, man. You know, yeah. It's crazy that I'm able to like touch people in a way 100%. That I'm doing right now. So, yeah, I really appreciate the support.
There's another message here. Message for Metro. Gotta say, I love your music. Such a special gift to the music industry. Don't let anybody dim your shine. Remember, you win, you lose some, but God always got you. Yours truly, J Beats. All right. Chris, can you mark some more so that I can play them? So, yeah, man. I mean, you recently joined Sony Music Africa.
Yeah.
What does this mean, you know, as the next step for your career?
People didn't understand what I did with Sony.
Yeah.
You know, people are like, you signed with Sony. I didn't.
Mm.
Yeah, I partnered with Sony.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't know. A lot of artists get signed and, you know, they get promised a lot of things. But with me, it was a thing of like, I'm bringing something.
Mm.
You know, I'm bringing something. I want to take Shigaza to like new heights.
Yeah.
Because shigaza is not a genre yet. Mm. You know.
I hear you.
People call it chitsonga music, and we don't have that.
Mm.
Even with what can I say, spedi, you can't say spedi music.
No,
now it has
can't.
A name, so it's Likompo.
Likompo. Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to do too.
Shigaza.
Shigaza. Now, now you know what's the name. If you hear it outside, you're gonna be, oh, that's shigaza, not tsonga music.
Not tsonga music.
Yeah. So that's what I'm coming up with. I wanna change that. I wanna give it a name. Imagine having our own charts.
Mm.
On Apple Music,
100%.
You know, it's gonna be easier for these kids too to like get discovered. Because here's me now, I drop an album and then a kid drops an album in the same day. You know, we go to the same charts. Now we're competing with these people.
Yeah.
So it's because Shigaza is not on the charts. Now we gotta choose other genres. Imagine a Shigaza artist competing with Amapiano artist.
Yeah,
so it's not it. You know, yeah, because they have a wider range, of audience and all that. So. That's what we're trying to change. I'm trying to put Shigaza, it's a genre, on the map.
Yeah, I think a lot of people also don't get the difference between signing and partnering.
Yeah.
Right? Because you always need someone to uplift you, no matter where you are in the industry.
Yeah, real.
So if they have the numbers, as you say, that can take you to the next level, then why not?
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? But nonetheless, I have a pleasure and honor of debuting your new single that's coming out.
Oui.
Yeah, I think maybe you personified yourself here, superstar or what, you know, which drops next week Friday. Tell us about this. Tell us what's the inspiration behind the song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us a bit about the song so that before we play it.
The song, you remember when I was talking about like changing your personality, taking everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So to be a superstar, it really takes that, you know. So, but here I was talking about like there's a boundary, you know. It's like a barrier.
Yeah.
So on the left side there's music, and then on the right side there's relationships and everything, you know.
Okay.
Friendships, emotions and all that. So it's just me talking. This is what I want. You gotta wait for me. So it's a love story. This is what I want, but you gotta wait for me.
Wow.
So the other one doesn't get much time, and the music gets more time.
Mm.
So she's responding to that, and then I'm saying like, nah, I'ma come back though. Mm. I'll find my way back to you when I'm done with everything.
Great storyline. Great storyline.
So that's why it's superstar.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Okay. Let me go through these messages again. Let me see.
So, Metro, meantime, this is your family MMG members. We wanted to tell you that we are right behind you. And we love you so much.
Yeah.
Sweet and short, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Did I hear them say MMG?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my label.
All right. Yeah. Dope. Let me play another one.
It's Ndlovu Kasi Kokachini, fan of Metro Beats. Just want to say I'm listening to you, bruh. And I'm so proud of you. I'm happy. So, bruh, keep on shining. Keep on shining. Superstar. We're waiting for the song. Show Metro Dinta.
Show Metro Dinta. I have one here that says, afternoon. So good to hear Metro Beats RSA on radio. I truly enjoy his music. My question is, if Metro Beats hadn't pursued a career in music, what completely different or which profession would he be doing?
Veterinarian surgeon. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a vet.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of animals.
Yeah, I know. Luckily, we're on the opposite side, because that is something I would never even think about or even do. Like, yo,
not even scared of animals, man.
Do not like those things. Yo, it's bad.
Yeah, I wanted to be a vet, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So who did you work with on this project, Superstar, and why did you feel like this person is the right person to work with?
I worked with Lo-Fi.
Okay.
Yeah. It took a long time, man, to get, like, the good person for that, like the right act for the for the feature.
Yeah,
the collab, like it took time, 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been keeping this on for like 3 months, and people been mad at me, man. But I don't know. It's just I can't even tell why we have like that chemistry with the guy.
Mm.
But if I'm talking without even knowing anything, but I think me and the guy kind of have the same thing going on.
Okay.
Because if you listen to the lyrics, he's also talking about what's happening to him too.
Mm.
You know, because he's also on the come up too.
Yeah.
You know, he's already there, but like on the hip hop side.
Okay.
But it's on the same level. Mm. You know. Yeah. So that's why we chose the guy.
That is so dope. Yeah. I mean, this is your first single of the year. You last dropped, I think, 17 December, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
17
that was
December.
Last year. Yeah.
Is this leading maybe to an album, an EP? Tell us what's going on. Give us an exclusive, as this exclusive we're about to play.
Yeah. Yeah, an album is coming.
Okay.
Yeah, so this year I'm gonna be dropping two singles and then an album.
2026, you're dropping an album?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. An album. How many tracks?
How many tracks? I'm not even sure, man. I make a lot of songs. That's the problem. So the selection process is so heavy for me. I don't want to lie. Because I already have like 30 songs.
30?
Yeah.
God.
Like full songs. Solo. Yo,
that is hectic.
Yeah, I might start giving people some songs though and be like, yo, nah, release this from your side and all that. Yeah. But this is what's showing people that I'm planning on an album because of this. They've seen this, so I'm doing a rollout the whole year. I'm doing a rollout.
Okay.
It's red. If you remember the color red, remember there's Metro Beats.
Most def. Now, before I let you go, I need us to, you know, just solidify everything that we've been speaking about in terms of your fans, your family, the people that have been supporting you, and also let us know where people can get a hold of you, your social media handles, get your music on the DSPs.
Yeah.
Let's get straight to it. So, in terms of, you know, where can people get your music?
People can get my music on all DSPs, like all socials, Spotify, Apple Music. It's Metro Beats RSA.
Yeah.
M and the B, capital, and then, capital RSA.
Any shout-outs?
Yeah. And then on socials, Facebook, Metro Beats SA, the same thingy. And then Instagram, Metro Beats RSA or Prince of Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
And then TikTok, Metro Beats RSA. It's still the same thing.
Dope.
Yeah, it has a... if it doesn't have a blue check or something like that, it's not me.
It's not verified.
So you got kids there, man. Making
if it's not verified, it's not you.
Yeah.
So any shout-outs you'd like to send through before you leave the studio?
Where am I shouting at? You... Nah, I would just say shout out to my family, man. Shout out to MMG, the family, the people behind me, and shout out my managers. Shout out to Sony, they've been pushing me, and and shout out to my aunt Shez. She's the one behind everything, you know.
Yeah,
we talk about everything.
Yeah.
So and shout out to my fans as a whole. Everybody, shout out to my fans, man. Love you.
Big shout out for that. Metro Beats RSA, thank you so much, my brother, for pulling up. We're about to drop a superstar right about now. All the best in your future endeavors. We're going to be on your back for that album so that when it drops, you come back, you tell us more about it, right?
Yeah.
So big shout out. And he is out. If you have more messages, more compliments, do send them through to my WhatsApp line 079-8996-226, 079-8996-226.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.